Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now, here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money. When it comes to your nutrition program, remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today. It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, April 22nd at noon. The sale features over 700 head of bred heifers and cows, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. The sale will feature 80 Angus first calf heifer pairs, 60 Angus influence first calf heifer pairs, 20 Brangus first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
The long-awaited Senate confirmation and swearing-in of Sonny Perdue as the next agriculture secretary is less than a week away, and many in agriculture are anxiously awaiting Perdue's arrival at the department. It's almost unimaginable that the Department of Agriculture has not had political leadership since Donald Trump was sworn in as president. But the hostile political environment in the Senate, especially over the GOP's confirmation of conservative Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, has significantly slowed even non-controversial appointees, like Sonny Perdue. But after months of waiting and delays, American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director of Public Policy Dale Moore expresses the relief of many in agriculture, which Perdue is finally about to take the reins at USDA.
We're anxious, you know, for April 2024 to roll around when Sonny Perdue gets confirmed by the U.S. Senate, gets sworn in as the next Secretary of Agriculture. Then you'll have the key cog in place to start filling out that roster, whether it's the undersecretary level, the deputy undersecretary level, all the political appointees.
Moore says until now, USDA's career staff has had to fill roles that should be filled by political appointees, something he says they deserve a lot of credit for.
And then you have to step back also and give a big pat on the back to all the career employees who, frankly, since Election Day and certainly since Inauguration Day, have been carrying a lot of extra buckets as they take on some of those roles that are political appointment roles.
But it's Perdue who will have the heaviest lift as the government's key advocate for producers, here at a time when Congress has started work on the next farm bill and the Trump administration proposing a 21% cut in USDA spending. And in other news, in the latest crop progress report released yesterday, the United States Department of Agriculture rates the U.S. winter wheat crop condition at 54% good to excellent, with 33% fair, 10 poor, and 3 very poor. Winter wheat headed was 19% compared to 11% this time last year, which is 6 points above the 5-year average. Corn planted this week is at 6%, 6 points below this time last year, and 3 points below the 5-year average. Cotton planted rates at 8%, 1 above last year and 1 below the average. Sorghum planted rates 21%, 5 points above last year and 4 points above the average. Finally, cotton planted is rated at 8% this week, 1 point above last year and below the average. And for Oklahoma, winter wheat joining reached 92%, up 2 points from the previous year and up 4 points from normal. Winter wheat headed reached 40%, up 19 points from the previous year and up 15 points from normal. 91% of canola reached the blooming stage, up 22 points from normal. Sorghum planted reached 9%, up 3 points from the previous year and up 4 points from normal. 28% of corn was planted, up 4 points from the previous year, but down 5 points from normal. You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered 2-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.